The Picture Show.
Is this where I'm going to be a star?
On News Talk.
John, do you tell listeners how these movies work? Do you, the actors consulted from early in the process? Or?
Well, I was consulted. When I first was offered this movie in the beginning, I said, well, I usually work in a really collaborative way, and I like to work with the other actors, and I like to engage about the story. And Rich Moore on that first one said, great, we can do all that. And I ended up getting like a little extra story credit on both movies because I come into the story meetings and I kind of, really what I'm doing is advocating for the character, you know, because I really see things from Ralph's point of view. So I come in and say like, well, he might react like this way or that way. So they've been very inclusive with me.
You're like a Ralph lobbyist.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Is it true that he persuaded you to do this together?
This guy?
Yeah.
Oh, to record together, yeah. I think you insisted that we record, you know, or he pushed, and I'm so grateful because, first of all, we love being together, hanging out together, and it just so much more comes out of being able to look into each other's eyes and try to make each other laugh, and also just in acting, we're reacting to each other. So I think it just makes it so much more authentic, and we went in kind of interesting directions, and yeah, it was fantastic.
In developing the character, John, what did you want to get out of him?
What did I want to get out of him? It's more like, what did I want to put into him? I mean, I get something out of most things I do just by, you know, engaging emotionally with things and exploring funny ideas and improvising. But what I really wanted to put into Ralph was a sense of, like, humanism. Even though they're video game characters, ironically, I wanted him to have a real beating heart, you know, a real emotional core that was true and honest. Because I think if you're going to get kids' attention, you should not only entertain them, but you should really give them something that's nourishing to them, too. And I think when you're honest about life and you're honest about friendship and you're honest about the mistakes that you make, that kids really relate that to that, and they really appreciate it, and they don't feel like you're selling them a bill of goods, you know?
And there's a scene in this movie that's got a lot of attention, which is the princess's scene. And Disney seems to be getting a lot of credit for that. Is that the case? Is that the way you found it?
Yeah, I think it was really brave and smart of Disney to be game to do this scene kind of not making light of all the princesses, but really kind of exposing the canon of all these princesses who, you know, maybe at its earliest, you know, with only the best intentions, but like we see now as possibly problematic, you know, teeny tiny unattainable waists and very white and, you know, saved, you know, by, a, you know, damsels in distress, you know, saved by a big strong man. And you see the growth and the inclusivity and the progression throughout their history, and to just kind of have fun with it and be out with it, you know, it makes really the theme of the movie more authentic, which is looking inward and seeing ourselves as human and you know, not always having the most flattering, being not always being our best selves in terms of, you know, insecurity and these things, but seeing them as human, taking them in and persevering, you know, and it's very meta that they kind of did it with themselves as well.
John, is it true that you developed three different scripts over a period of 5 or 6 years?
That I developed three different scripts? Well, here's the truth is, there's probably 30 different scripts for this movie as time goes on, you know, because what happens is things develop in a kind of hive mentality, you know, like the way that animation works is, you know, there's hundreds of people working at the same time on different aspects of the story in the movie, so that's a really exciting part for us, actually. We get to go into the studio together and work through scenes, and if it's not working, we'll change it or try other approaches, and we'll have these big discussions with Rich Moore and Phil Johnston, the directors of the movie, And by that way, we're developing the script to the story. You know, we are part of the development process just by trying to find the truth of the scene. So, yeah.
I saw an interview where you said that this was the longest movie you'd ever, or the longest project you'd ever worked on.
It's the longest job. It's my longest term of employment ever of my entire life, which just shows you how early I started as an actor, because I think my longest job was like a year before that. But, yeah. So, yeah, and it's been a good thing. Hasn't it been nice working for Disney?
Yeah.
I was a little bit worried going in, you know, because it's like this sort of giant international behemoth. And
working
like,
for the mouse.
Yeah, we'll just get lost in there, and it's just all these corporate opinions. But from my experience, it's getting to hang out with Sarah and about three or four other people in a little dark room making funny recordings. Like, that's been my experience.
I was surprised by the creative freedom they gave us and gave Phil and Rich and Pam and all the people working on it. It is a for such a giant conglomerate, they really let you, you know, have these little, be in these pods and create beautiful things, you know.
And have you worked on projects where you recorded on your own?
Yeah, for sure. And there's some elements of this, you know, with Gal Gadot. She's been shooting this little movie, Wonder Woman, out in England, you know. So we were not together, and they found ways to make it very intimate and make it really feel that we were together, but we weren't, you know. So sometimes you got to make do.
John, you seem to be busier than at any other time in your career. You've even done that rare thing now. You've made a Western. Mm. And you're Stan and Ollie we have in the new year. How does it feel?
Oh, so tiring. No. No, I feel very lucky. Yeah, I have four movies coming out between September and January this year, which is crazy. I spent 11 months in Europe last year making them, and this one was made over the course of all those because it took 3 years to make this one. But yeah, I feel really lucky. I think most actors feel lucky to be working. So.
Plus, he lived on a houseboat.
Yeah, that's true. I lived on a houseboat in London when I was there. That was a special bonus.
Yeah. And just finally, are we likely to see, well, I know I'm jumping ahead of myself here. Are we likely to see Ralph and Penelope again?
What do you think? I hope so.
I hope so, too.
I came up with a good pitch. Want to hear it?
Yeah.
Well, if we can go through the router into the Wi-Fi,
right,
into the internet, what's saying we can't go to a satellite in space?
Oh, my God.
Just saying. Space travel.
And all the people, and all the...
And we could be listening in on phone calls.
Ooh, yeah.
All kinds of stuff, like the government does.
Has possibilities. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank
nice
you
to
very
meet you,
much.
Philip.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
The Picture Show on News Talk 107.7.